Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Very important people here today from Colorado Department of Transportation, Michelle Pulin.
Good morning, Michelle.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I've not seen you since.
It's a great 2020, right?
I know. It's spectacular so far.
Did you see all the flying cars on your way to work? Wasn't it 2020 we got flying cars?
No. Jetsons, it is 2062.
Oh,
or
okay.
65.
We've got a ways to go.
Everybody was saying that like on New Year's, we're supposed to have flying cars. No. It's like 2062 or 65. We'll have to verify.
Well, I don't know that I want flying cars as much as I want a Rosie.
Remember Rosie the robot? That would be fantastic. Also here, maintenance supervisor for Park and Teller Counties, Mike Davis is in the house. Hello, Mike.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming all the way down.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it because we have a lot to talk about, and we are going to focus a lot of our discussion today on Teller and Park Counties. There's a reason why, everybody, a very important reason why, and we're mostly going to be talking about 285, 24 in Colorado 9, and there's a reason why. And you guys were kind of filling me in on why we need to talk about this. So we have an amazing state. More and more people coming to Colorado, moving or visiting.
The secret is out.
Yes. And did you guys hear? Colorado Springs made New York Times top 52 places to visit in 2020.
Which means more people are coming.
That's exactly right. So we know I-70, OMG. That gets crazy busy.
Absolutely.
So what are people starting to do now to try and avoid I-70?
So, like you said, Colorado's great. We are blessed with the mountains
as
a playground in our backyard.
Yeah.
And we're seeing an increase in volume of traffic all over the Front Range. On I-25, you see it, but we're also seeing it on I-70.
I-70, oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, folks are using alternate routes, which we strongly encourage. You know, we hope that you can find another way to go. But a couple caveats that go along with that is you need to be prepared. You need to know what the situation is on that detour.
Yeah.
If you listen to your...
On that alternate route.
Yeah. You know, US 285 is a great alternate route to I-70.
Yeah.
Be careful listening to your GPS, especially if it recommends you take county roads, because you don't know what the condition of those county roads are.
Mm-hmm.
So we just wanted to talk to folks and encourage folks who are doing mountain travel to be prepared.
And this is not only during winter months, but also summer, right?
Yeah.
Right, Mike?
Yeah, summer's getting really crazy, too.
Okay. So can we go ahead and just kind of break it down by each state highway and kind of talk about what we're kind of seeing and everybody be prepared? Does that work?
That's great.
Does that work?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, so let's start with 285. Like Michelle said, right, Mike, a lot of folks are getting taking 285 as an alternate to I-70. But there might be some surprises for folks, right?
Yeah, and you got to understand, too, that Highway 285 coming out of Denver that way is only a two-lane road. So now we're trying to accept four-lane road to a two-lane road. You're going to take time.
Right.
It's going to take a while. Plan on that. Also, in the winter months, the conditions change very quickly. Very quickly. And in a matter of minutes, you could be on a dry road, and then it's iced over.
Right.
So, and you really got to be prepared
right, to
understand and kind of check the weather.
It's one of the things that, and we've talked about this, and as we know, winds in Colorado, especially this time of year, they can be not fun.
No, it definitely adds a challenge.
It does. And isn't 285 kind of notorious for the winds?
Yes, it is.
So
yes, it is.
Is there a certain stretch or is of 285 that folks are like white-knuckling it and holding on to the, on 285?
Pretty much from top of Kenosha Pass to Chop Creek Pass can be pretty intense.
Can it with the winds?
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
And are a lot of folks, you think, not expecting that, not ready for that?
Because,
again, we do get the gusty winds over a lot of places, but it might surprise some folks.
Right. So what we see is travelers coming up out of, say, Colorado Springs or Denver, they leave. It's beautiful here. Sun's out.
Yeah.
And then you get up there, and then it's a whole nother world. We got snow blowing across the highway. We got ice. You can't see nothing. And I don't think they expect it. I think they're expecting that they can drive 65 all the way to where they're going, and you can't.
Right.
So you got to be prepared to maybe slow down and take your time.
And that's why you need to check
Absolutely. No, before you go.
Right.
You know, our website is a great resource, cotrip.org. You can see what road conditions and closures are in place, what the roads look like, not only where you are, but where you're going. And, you know, with 285, Mike and I talked about it earlier, is we've got snow in the forecast coming up and a little bit of snow.
Right.
But on 285, it doesn't take much. A little bit of snow and a little bit of wind and you got a whole lot less visibility.
Yes.
Because you get that blowing snow and you can look up and see blue skies, but look in front of you and it's a whiteout.
Exactly. It changes like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Changes in a second.
Yes, it does.
And so let's also talk about, and then we're going to kind of get more in specifics about, you know, plows and crews and over the winter months and what happens in Park County when I-70 closes. I cannot imagine. So we're going to talk about that. But let's also talk about, Mike, about 24 and 9. I'm sure also seeing a large increase, right?
Yes.
In traffic, especially 24 and, well, the connecting, right? 24 and 9.
24 and 9 come together. And that's the main route out of Colorado Springs to get you to the ski slopes or to the hot water springs and all that
right.
stuff. So we're definitely seeing a whole lot more traffic on Highway 24. And once again, Highway 24 also has the wind starting from the top of Wilkerson Pass going through Hartzell and back to Antero Junction.
Right.
So.
And then 9.
Then you got Highway 9.
Even in the summer, I was driving over 9 in the middle of the night. Don't ask why. But I was like, OMG. Right?
Yeah.
9 can be a little tricky in some spots, yeah? Or is it just me and I, you know?
Yeah, and Hoosier Pass is not one of our bigger passes.
Yeah.
But it is, I want to say treacherous. It's not a scary pass by no means. But if you're not used to it,
yeah,
has all the switchbacks going down, coming up, it can be a little bit frightening if you're not used to that kind of driving.
So doing it, what you're saying, Mike, is I should not have done it in the middle of the night trying to get to Vegas. I think that's what he's to say, huh, Michelle?
Those switchbacks can be very challenging.
And when you're not used to
pass.
It. Yeah,
absolutely.
When you're not used to it, it's like, whoa.
And when those curve signs tell you to go 10 miles an hour around that curve, they definitely mean it.
Yeah, because it's not like a lazy switchback. It's like, it's beep. Okay. I got the point, Mike. We're good. Okay. we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some winter driving in Park County, Teller County, talk about crews, stuff like that. Because again, ski season, snowboard season, it's in full swing. So lots of folks heading to the high country. Also, what happens when I-70 closes? So we'll have more with Michelle Pulin, Mike Davis from CDOT next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning and welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Some of our favorites here today from CDOT. Michelle Pulin in the house. Michelle, whoop. We have to keep that going.
I don't care.
I don't care what year it is.
It's our thing.
Michelle Pulin, whoop. Mike, you want that too?
No, thank you. I'm good.
Fine, Mike Davis.
Sorry.
Mike is anti-whoop.
You know what our You know what our traffic guy Joel Navarro is anti woot woot too, but that's okay. Mike Davis, maintenance supervisor, Park and Teller counties. Now we're kind of talking about Teller and Park County, and we're talking about it specifically this morning for a reason, because of the increased traffic that we're seeing. A lot of folks using 285, 24, Colorado 9 as alternates to I-70, and it is starting to kind of put a little bit of strain on the alternate routes, right, Mike?
Yes, a little bit.
What happens, though, when, as you know, as Michelle was saying, we may not be getting snow down here. Doesn't mean up in Park County you're not getting snow. And even on 285, a little bit of snow on 285, it can cause problems.
Yeah, it does cause problems.
Yeah.
And you got to be prepared for it and understand it. So if you start driving up and you start seeing our signs lit up saying, you know, high wind advisory, high wind restriction, you got to assume that there's snow blowing also. And the time that visibility is probably pretty low.
Yeah.
So you do need to take your time and you just need to be ready for it and be prepared.
Now, how many plows and crews, and do you have to split crews between Park and Teller counties? Or is it the same crew or is it two separate crews?
So I got 8 crews within Park and Teller County.
Oh, okay.
So I got 4 that really kind of run through. Well, actually, 3 that run Teller County. I got 1 a crew in Hartzell, 3 in Fairplay, and 1 in Bailey.
Okay. To try and span out and cover
everything. Just kind of span out and cover all that.
Wow. And of course, as we know, did the crews, do they do 12-hour shifts, or how does it work for CDOT?
12-hour shifts.
12-hour shifts. Yeah. Okay, so they're on a constant rotation.
When it snows. So our guys on Hoosier Pass, they run 24/7, so we got a guy out monitoring that section of road 24 hours a day. For the winter months.
Now, I know, and as we were talking about 285, big alternate to I-70, but what happens exactly? We know I-70 closes. We know it closes a lot.
Absolutely.
Because of the weather. Maybe somebody was not following that tread law, which we'll talk about.
Yep.
But what exactly, Mike, do you see then in Park County when I-70 closes? Because I'm sure everybody's thinking, like, I'm just going to hop on over, right? And that creates...
Right. So, I mean, we got a lot of people coming up out of the cities to go skiing and do whatever they do up here in the mountains. So you're taking I-70 traffic and putting it on a two-lane road, essentially. So you could actually see delays up to anywhere for 4 to 6 hours from Denver to, say, Summit County.
That's crazy.
Because of crashes, not because of weather, but just
because
of
the amount of volume. The volume.
It's the volume that's... slowing everything down.
Yeah, you were telling us in the break that I don't know what day it was, but people were literally, it was 6 hours to get to Breckenridge.
Yeah, 6 hours Thanksgiving weekend.
Wow.
To get to Breckenridge.
And again, it wasn't because of weather. It was just because of the amount of traffic.
Yeah.
You see, we need to have like a little thing like, go now, up on cotrip.org.
Yeah.
Or is that like at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Probably. Right. And, you know, but that brings up a good point. We're definitely not telling people stay home. Don't go to the mountains.
Right.
We want you to enjoy the mountains because we enjoy the mountains.
Oh, love them.
But we want you to be prepared.
Right.
You know, we want you to definitely take the time to be prepared before you go. Know about conditions. Know about chain and traction laws. Have that emergency kit. Be prepared.
Can we please talk about chain and traction laws? Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people still, and especially if they're new to the state, right? Or maybe they're visiting and they head up the high country, whether it's 70, 285, 20, whatever, and they may not be prepared. And like I say all the time, you can't hear it enough. So let's talk about the chain and traction laws. And now this is required. So what happens with that?
It is a law. So once we put in the, we'll go commercial chain law first. So all commercial trucks have to put on chains to get, and that's just so they can get traction and go where they're going.
Yeah.
Then we can bring it down to
passenger
vehicles.
Now, what is the benchmarks for each? Like, so commercial trucks, that might be maybe a little bit less snow than, say, a passenger vehicle? Or what are the benchmarks for each? For the law to be like, okay, you need your chains or whatever.
Right. So that really depends on once we start seeing a couple semis maybe start spinning out or having some trouble, then they'll go and put that in. But it is, I mean, we're going to require chains on trucks way sooner before we're going to ask the passenger vehicles.
Okay.
But then
there is no exact.
It's when CDOT goes, okay, it's traction law is in effect.
Yeah. Okay. Depends on the ice on the road, depends on the snowpack on the road, depends on what the forecast coming up is. So there's lots of variables that play into it. But bottom line is it's safety. So we are going to be more cautious than maybe necessary.
Yeah,
and as soon as we, Mike says, as soon as we start seeing it, we're going to put that commercial traction law in place.
And then, but everybody needs to be prepared, have their chains,
yes,
stuff like that.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Okay, we do have to go to a quick news. Oh, I'm getting the look from TJ. We're running over. Okay, we're going to take a quick news break. We'll be back with CDOT on KRDO's News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio from CDOT. Michelle Pulin, woo-woo, is here. And Mike said, what? Mike Davis is here. He's the maintenance supervisor of Park and Teller counties. And you might be thinking, but why? Why are we talking about Teller and Park counties? Because where does everybody go?
That's where you go to have the fun.
Okay, so before we went to break, we were talking about traction laws. We covered commercial traction laws, and we kind of mentioned the benchmark. I mean, it's all case by case, storm by storm, but the commercial vehicles, it is a lot sooner, earlier possibly, right?
Yes.
To put the traction laws in effect for commercial vehicles. Now, let's talk about passenger chain and traction laws. So let's define the difference. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. And then we'll go from there.
So if we put in passenger traction law, what that means is you have to have, and we've got a great sheet on our website, a fact sheet that you can follow.
So you understand
and lots
the law.
Of yes or yeah. no questions. So do I have a all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive vehicle? No, I do not. I have a front-wheel drive.
I have a front-wheel drive, okay.
I have a front-wheel drive vehicle.
Okay.
If there is passenger traction law in effect, you must have 3/16 of an inch traction.
On your
vehicle.
On your vehicle. Okay.
But if you don't have that all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive, you have to add additional traction to that. So you can have snow / mud tires, or you need to have additional traction, meaning chain, auto sock, something that provides that additional traction.
Additional, okay.
But you take a step back. If you have that 3/16, and that's the key here. The 3/16 is the big key.
So what's the best way to measure the 3/16? Is it the penny rule or whatever?
There's some sort of rule with a coin.
Yeah.
That you
like
can
it,
use.
The head, I don't, yeah. Come on, Mike, right. Help us out.
I don't know.
It used to be, before it was increased to 3/16, it was, if you used a quarter, it was the top of the head.
Yeah.
Now it's more of a penny and up to the nose. I don't know.
Look it up online.
Look it up.
There you go. Google it.
But Google
if,
it.
If,
that's
Google
right.
it. If you have 3/16 traction and a all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive vehicle, you're fine.
Okay.
If you don't have that 3/16 of an inch traction,
even
on a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, you've got to have that either snow or mud tires.
Okay.
Or added traction with chains or an auto sock.
Okay, so everybody needs to go on the website.
Yes.
So they understand exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
So codot.gov, and just you can search traction law.
And that'll
and
explain
you're
everything.
You're going to find the fact sheets.
Perfect. Yes. Okay.
But, and again, it's just a matter of being prepared.
Well, we
if
can't have everybody shut down because,
So if one vehicle on US 285, Colorado 9, US 24 in a snowstorm has bald tires, they spin out, block all lanes, then we're all late to the slopes.
Yeah.
And we don't want that.
Or sitting in traffic for
Or sitting
eight
in traffic.
Hours.
Yeah.
Right. We don't want that.
We don't want that.
Yeah.
So if everyone's prepared, everyone has that adequate traction on their vehicle, we're all going to get there.
Absolutely. Now, I do want to talk about this, and then we're going to talk about what to expect for the summer, but I did not know this. I was like, phew, mind blown. Of course, I'm signed up for the GAP updates, the text alerts, which were very
fantastic.
Helpful when I got stuck on the GAP because of a crash. But hey, at least I knew it was opening back up, right? It was like, hey, shut down here. Hey, we're opening up. But there are other alerts you can sign up for. So, say, 285,
yes.
right?
So, you can go to our travel website, which is cotrip.org, cotrip.org. I push that constantly. Bottom right-hand corner of the main page, there's a black box that says Colorado Alerts.
Okay.
You can tailor these alerts to what you need. If you want to know the road conditions throughout the state and every time we have a closure, you can sign up for that.
So I'm going to the high country this weekend. I want to know for 24/9.
Correct. You can
sign,
you can
up, for
sign up for that. And then you can choose if you want email or text message alerts. And we will let you know when there are closures.
Or when the weather or whatever.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay.
But bottom line, even if you sign up for those alerts, please, please, please.
Always check.
Always check cotrip.org.
Before you head out.
Before you head out.
Yeah.
Not just for conditions where you currently are, but where you're going and what's in between.
And then if you realize it's really bad, I shouldn't head out now. You can always watch the plows on the plow tracker.
Yes, you can. See what we're doing. Rule of thumb, if you see a whole bunch of plows moving in one area, that's probably a problem there.
Yeah, probably a good idea. Like to avoid that. If there's a bunch, I like that. Okay, so Mike, let's talk about the summer months coming into Teller and Park County. We were kind of talking about what folks need to be ready for, also some upcoming projects. So there are some upcoming projects, aren't there, that folks
yes, there
need
is.
To be aware of?
Yes, there is. So we got a resurfacing project coming out of Colorado Springs up to, I believe, Cristola.
Okay.
They got to finish that. And in the next couple years, they're going to go all the way to Divide with that. So,
okay.
So it's going to be a couple years we're working on that. We do have a bridge replacement just south of Fairplay that's coming in, I believe, this summer.
Okay.
So there will be a detour coming
in
out of
place.
Fairplay.
Okay.
Go around Hartzell, and back around. Okay. So just be prepared for that. I mean, it's...
Right. It's coming.
It's coming. Yeah. And once we start slowing down traffic, that we congest it even more.
Yeah.
So plan accordingly.
Well, and I have a feeling, and y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm sure weekends on, like, say, 285, just as on the, during the summer, spring and summer, just as busy during winter, right?
Yes, and people that have been on 285 on a Sat or a Sunday coming home, it's going to take a while. Yeah, it's bumper to bumper for at least 6 to 10 miles outside of Fairplay.
Wow.
So, once again, you might want to find another alternate route.
So the alternate to the alternate.
But be careful on county roads.
Right. And, be you know, sometimes the navigation is not right.
Right.
We've heard that things happen where people are led to, you know, I'm not going to call out specific navigation systems, but yeah, out in the middle of nowhere, there's not a road here. Right.
Yeah.
So just be careful.
Yeah. Google doesn't always know.
No.
Yeah, understand if your GPS system takes you to a dirt road, that's probably not where you want to be if you don't know that area.
Right.
So you never know what, you know.
Yeah.
It might not even be a road that's even maintained by a county or a city, or definitely it's not going to be the state.
It's just this road out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. Right. So basically, you guys, as we're trying to indicate, just be prepared. If you're heading up in the winter, spring, summer, fall, if you're heading into Teller and Park County, just be ready. Lots of traffic on, like, 285, two-lane road. There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. We want you to go enjoy, but be prepared. Yeah. Know what you're getting yourself into. Your vehicle needs to be prepared. You need to be prepared to go have a great time.
And learn how to pack your patience.
Yes. Pack that emergency kit, put a little extra patience in there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Let's take our break now. And when we come back, we're going to get some updates on some projects going on, including CDOT. I thought are there closures this coming weekend? Or am I dreaming?
No, that was last weekend.
Okay. See, I'm getting my weekends all messed up. So we'll get updates on that and a lot more when we come back with Michelle and Mike from CDOT on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Joining us from CDOT this morning, Michelle Pulin and Mike Davis. Hello, you two.
Hello, hello.
Okay, so if you missed any part of our discussion, we were talking about Teller Park County, the big highways there, and just being prepared, especially for 285, 24, and 9, since a lot of folks are using them as the alternate to I-70.
Yeah, it's an alternate route. It's an easier way for those of us in southeastern Colorado to access
the mountains. But also, like Mike has been emphasizing, it's a two-lane road. 285. So,
and weather conditions change quickly.
Exactly. So, we talked about that. If you missed anything, you can go back and listen on the podcast. But now we need to get some updates on projects going on. Let's start with, because I think this just kicked off, Michelle Pulin, ramp metering, I-25 through Colorado Springs. So, there's a reason why this is happening. A lot of folks may be like, what? So, it's because of the congestion. There's no crashes, there's no wrecks, but all of a sudden traffic comes through. Whee!
Right. Again, it goes back to what we started talking about earlier with congestion and Colorado Springs being a great place to live and visit and more people coming to Colorado.
Yeah.
So we see a lot of congestion on I-25 during those peak travel times. Mm-hmm. So it's worked in Denver. It's worked in Douglas County. So on I-25 in the downtown area, we're going to be adding ramp meters. The project actually started back in July. But you're going to start this spring to see the poles going up.
And the lights and stuff.
And the lights and them go into service. And what does that mean? You know, because we haven't had that in this area. So it's allowing us to give safe buffer space for folks to enter onto the interstate. Mm-hmm. So everybody isn't trying to filter on at the same time, causing more and more congestion.
Right.
So it's adding a little bit of buffer time. So each few seconds... The traffic light, you know, just turn it. There's no yellow. It just turns from red to green.
Yeah.
One car goes on green and everyone stops at the light.
Right.
The lights won't be tripped on unless
the traffic is stopping.
Traffic speeds are below 45 miles an hour. If you're traveling at 50 miles an hour and there's a flow of traffic on I-25,
it's not going to trigger.
You won't have
to
worry about it. Yeah. So most of the time it's going to be those peak hours, that peak morning commute.
Right.
That peak evening commute where you're going to see the ramp meters.
And don't think you're going to blow the light.
No.
We talked about that. No.
Nope.
Don't do it.
No.
Just
highly recommended that you
do not.
You obey the stop and go.
Yeah. Just saying, you've been warned.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about Gap. I got my weekends mixed up, but there was a closure last weekend because there was a shift, wasn't there?
We actually added some drainage, so we That's needed right. to close I-25. So we closed it on a Saturday night and opened it back up Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And it went really, really well.
Good.
You know, our media partners, you included, did a great job of warning folks.
Yeah, we tried reminding them multiple times.
Yeah, and so we had a detour of going up an off-ramp and then back on, which seemed to work very, very well. Obviously, there's not as much traffic on the interstate overnight. And then we really pushed out that we would be doing that. So that was very successful. We will be demoing a bridge on the Gap project coming up in October. So there'll be
a shutdown. Which bridge are you guys demoing? Do you remember? Yes, it's okay if you don't have
it
off the...
just had it up.
If you don't have it off
the... Spruce Mountain Road Bridge.
Okay.
Oh, and it was... I'm sorry. I'm completely lying. The demolition already
I thought it was okay. I was going to say.
On that one. Yes. So you mix up your weekends. I mix up my years.
That's
apparently.
Okay. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm already grappling with the fact that we're already halfway through January, so...
And it's 2020.
I know. No flying cars, people. No. Okay, and really quick, I would highly, by the way, recommend, we have so many folks that commute between the Springs and Denver or Castle Rock. Get the alerts.
Sign up for the alerts.
How
does one sign up for
alerts? Please remind us.
So you can text I-25-GAP to 21000. Again, text I-25-GAP to 21000. And then you will get these fantastic alerts when there's a closure, when we have emergency pothole repair, when we have a planned closure like the demolition of the Spruce Mountain Bridge,
right?
Like the drainage work that we did last weekend. So
right.
Alerts are a fantastic thing.
They really are. Yep. Even if you're stuck in the traffic, it's good to get the text alert and go, it's reopened.
And then when you find out how much you love the Gap alerts, sign up for CDOT alerts. For the rest of the state.
Wherever you need the alerts to be.
Yes.
Okay, and really quick, before we run out of time, and Mike touched a little bit on some of the projects coming to 24, 285 later in the spring and summer. But Michelle, I really wanted to touch on the 24 project on the west side. I know we're doing some turn lane expansions and some resurfacing. Where is that on the, where did it start? 21st?
So it started at 8th.
At 8th.
And goes all the way to just south.
East of
Manitou Springs.
Right.
And so that particular project will be wrapped up this spring.
Okay.
And one with the resurfacing. But we added length to the turn lane so the turn lane traffic wouldn't back up.
Because it gets so bad there.
It does. Yeah. As folks are coming down from Cripple Creek or wherever.
Or trying to go west to go to.
It gets backed up. So we're adding additional length. Or we added additional length.
Perfect.
To that.
So it sounds like, but still some resurfacing to do, waiting till it warms up a little bit. So maybe by spring.
Yes.
Okay. That is awesome. And I know we would love to cover all of them, but you can go get updates on website.
Yeah, so a couple different places to get updates. You can see all of our active projects on codot.gov. You can select by county. You can select by region. So lots of stuff going on because really summer's not too far away. In southeastern Colorado, we're kind of blessed with nice weather, so construction never really stops for us.
Yeah.
So you can check all projects there. We've got lots of things coming up on I-25, Colorado 94, US 24, lots happening.
I know. I think we should in the future, just really quick putting out that we should do a build grant kind of show and get everybody in here.
Okay.
I think we should do that. So everybody's ready for all of our military installation friends so they kind of know what's coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of activity happening with that particular project that will kick off soon. And then the other websites, you know, the Know Before You Go, CoTRIP.org. And definitely check out the snowplow tracker and have your snowplow tracker party.
Seriously, Michelle and I are going to have like a snowplow tracker party. Everybody can show up, pajamas, popcorn, hot chocolate, whatever, and we just watch.
Absolutely.
I get upset. It's just mesmerizing watching the plows. Is it just us, Michelle? I don't know.
We'll invite Mike, see if he wants.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mike's... I'll probably be busy if the plows are out.
Well, you guys are awesome. Of course, we will get you guys scheduled for next month with more updates. Everybody loves when you guys come in because it's such important info.
Transportation affects everybody.
It does.
Whether you're a driver or not, transportation affects
it you. It does. So get the alert. You guys, I cannot tell you enough. Get the alerts.
Get the alerts. It doesn't matter what time of year. And again, it's a way for you to be prepared.
Absolutely.
So sign up for alerts.
Michelle Pulin, Mike Davis from CDOT, thank you both so much for coming in. We will talk with you soon. Coming up tomorrow on The Extra, Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers will be here. That's tomorrow on KRDO News Radio.